Henry Wilson called me. I saw him last night. He thought we ought to talk. I've got two or three things I wanted to talk about. Now, I don't want to pressure you, and I don't want to shove you, and I don't want to beg you, and I don't want to even invite you. I just want you to know effective communication. I want you to know how I feel. I think you know exactly how I feel, but we don't see each other very much. We can't always know. The one man in the United States that I would like to call the signals for the citizens group until this convention is you. I'd like you to do it any way you want to do it. That's the most effective. I'd like you to do it undisputedly with clear authority, with availability to me anytime you want to. And I'd hope I never have to see you, because I'm just carrying the burdens of the dollar, of the Israel war, of the Vietnam war, of the changing the HEW, changing the poverty, changing Spain and Paris and everything, and I just don't have a second. I quote at 3 o'clock every night. So I'd like to just transfer that. Now, Dick Daley has told me he's when the hell freezes over and they better not touch Illinois, and that he's sitting there on top of 118 votes. John Connolly tells me that he's there with 104. The Pennsylvania group of Barr and Gates and all of them tell me that they're locked. I don't know. They tell me that Indiana is going to be fine with Brannigan, and Gene Pulliam and the group are coming back there and say they believe it. So we can go in with 700 there, and I would think we wouldn't lose a southern state. Now, they may think otherwise, but I don't believe we will. I don't believe that we'll lose many of the Wyomings and Nevadas, regardless of what happens. I think that we can go in there without much trouble, and without even counting the Ohio ones, where we think we've got all the leaders. I think we can go in there with 1,600, 1,700, but I've got to have somebody knows what he's doing. Now, we just won Queens.
Yeah, well, I've been with that New York office.
3-1. Well, you did a good deal. You were there day before yesterday, and that's what I told you when you left. I want you to do whatever you need to. Now, they tell me, the Steingutz told us he's for us. He told me, he told Humphrey, came down here last week, he's everything. Now they say that he's wobbly because they threaten that they're going to run somebody against his people if he doesn't go. Now, I've got on our desk a lot of things involving him, and if we're going to play for keeps up there, well, we're going to play for keeps. But I don't know why somebody doesn't just say to him, now, we're going to expect you to be with us here, and if you want to be with us, all right. If you don't, why can't we talk the same language? Now, I don't know anybody in this administration can do it, but you. I can't, I don't think the president ought to call him.
No, I agree with you. What we needed, and God, when I walked in there the other day, very honestly, their fellows were sitting moaning and groaning, and hell, who knows when you make a judgment. I just sat there and looked at O'Connor in the eye, and I said, you ready to go? You ready to be chairman?
Yeah.
And right now we're trying to, over the weekend, get him some names. See, I talked to him 3 times this morning. He's doing okay, and his headquarters will be open on Monday at the Delmonico. And he said, God, what I need now more than anything else is some names, because somebody's going to catch on in a few days, and I'm chairman of what amounts to, at the moment, a non-existent committee. Well, we're working on that. We're going to get him staffed up. In the meantime, it was extremely important that we win one borough there. And we've done that. Now, Mo, as I told Marvin, I don't know how Mo will transmit what happened to you, but, you know, as far as we're concerned, we haven't heard a damn thing about Queens up to this moment.
Let
Mo get whatever benefit there is. And it was a hell of a thing to bolster O'Connor, too. It's his home area, and this is a significant help in getting that thing moving in New York. Now, I don't know, frankly, how the hell many delegates they'll ultimately get in New York, but if they get nothing else, there's some action there now, and there's some activity, and it'll keep the Kennedy people busily engaged, and they'll have to be running around not getting something for nothing. And I think in Pennsylvania, we've got to keep an eye on it. Billy Green's okay, he's holding and all the rest, but something will have to just work.
That's what I want you to do. Now, if you want to leave the post office department at twice your salary and do that, you do it. If you want to do it inside, you do it. If you want to do it from the White House lawn, if you want to do it from the president's bedroom, if you want to do it from the top of the Capitol, I don't know. You can explore all of those things any way you want to do it. But I want you to do it. Now, if you don't want to do it, can't do it, or feel some reason why you oughtn't to do it, we had Postmaster General do this. Eisenhower has, Roosevelt has, others. It may be that the time to change, may be wrong to. You're the one that won't. Now, the only way you know that is for me to tell you.
Now, I can't do it
and don't want to do it. I'd rather not do it. All the way I can know it is for you to tell me. Now, I'm not pressuring you. You can have until the convention's lost to decide it if you want to. I know they're moving. They're moving fast. Frank McKinney says, now, we're gonna take Indiana. We've got to have some help. You've got to come out here, and you've got to speak at Purdue. We've got that. You've got to speak here with Gordon St. Angelo, with all of his county chairman, all of his precinct chairman. Well, I've got to have somebody tell me whether to do it or not. I don't know. And you're the man, I would say, look into this, and I just say you talk to Larry O'Brien in Indiana. Dick Daly called me this morning and said, I just want you to know I'm doing this, and I've got Carl Stokes of Cleveland, and I'm showing him how to put his police department together, his fire department together, and I want you to put his state together, his city, on some help down there with HUD and so forth. I said, it'll be done. But what I'd like to do is say, Daly, you talk to Larry O'Brien.